Thank you, Hank. And again, my name's Lauren Krogman. I'm filling in for Bill Norman today. I also work at the council, and I'm actually one of our direct people involved with contamination and education efforts on that. I'm also Beltwide coordinator, so I wanted to welcome y'all here today and welcome to Austin for anyone who hasn't been here yet. If there's anything that we can do to help y'all have a better meeting, more educational, or anything anyone needs help with, please grab one of our staff members if we could help you with anything. But we hope it's a very productive meeting this year. Just for the laser. For contamination, I'm going to go ahead and start off with kind of the trends that we've seen in the last 3 years. I'm going to be talking a lot about 71 and 72s, and what that means is they're finding plastic contamination in the bale whenever the classing office gets the sample in. So looking at the last 3 years, I have 2017 on the far left side. We had a crop of a little over 20 million bales, and we were sitting right around 2,500 calls for contamination, specifically on plastic. For 2018, we had almost 18,000 bales in the market, and we were sitting at about 3,000 plastic calls that year. Looking at 2019, it's not a very positive trend here. We are right around the same as last year in terms of bale count. However, we've added another 1,000 bales of plastic calls. So right now we're sitting at 4,305, and this is as of the 5th. So things aren't looking too good, but you know, we're still putting out education. We implore your help to ask help on this for producers and making sure they're aware that this is a pretty big issue. In terms of plastic calls, so we have a 71 and a 72. The 71 means they saw one piece of plastic within the sample. The 72 is they found two or more pieces of plastic in the sample. Last year we had one or two, and this year we're up to 5 72 calls. And again, that 4,301. This is broken down by the classing office, and I'm hoping y'all can see these numbers. But the main concern here is about a third of our calls are coming out of the corpus office. I know they're the first to kind of get going, but that's something that we want to pay close attention to, especially I know a lot of y'all are from Texas. So that's one area we need to make sure that they're aware of the education efforts that we have going on this. In terms of color of plastic that we've been seeing, we have 85% is going to be the pink and the yellow, and as y'all probably can tell, that's going to be that round module wrap coming off of the modules. We also have black and blue and green and various other colors, black being third, which is the mulch that usually comes after a produce. So that's also something to take into consideration. It's not just the module plastic, even though that's what we've seen a lot of, but there is other things such as twine and module tarps and that sort of thing to pay attention to as well. In terms of these two, so you'll see one, this column right here is our original calls, and what that means is the first sample that the classing office got, they called a 71 or a 72 on 4,716 of these samples. Now, a producer can reclass a sample, and that's what the sustained column over on the right side is, and that's our final number that we were giving, that 4,308. That's after the producer has requested a reclass. The sample has been recut and looked at by the classing office again, and they did not find plastic in the second sample. And I will get back to this at the end because we have some changes coming for this next crop year on that. And in terms of extraneous matter, which is a 61-62, which plastic used to fall under, and we have since separated that out into 71-72, You'll see that bark is usually our highest extraneous matter that we are calling. And, you know, you see this in plastics, you know, close to the end over here, and you think, you know, why is this that important if we're only seeing 4,000 odd bales with this plastic call? And one thing that really differentiates the plastic from the other extraneous matters is that the extraneous matters come off as a discount to those bales. However, plastic calls we're seeing them pretty much come out to zero. Right now in the spot quotes, they're looking at -4,000 points for each of these plastic bales, and a lot of them aren't even being accepted onto contracts anymore. So that's the main difference between those and other extraneous matter calls and why this is so important. Also, as the main contamination complaint department at the National Cotton Council, I get to get some presents directly from mills sometimes, and I also get pictures and all the nasty, ugly stuff that I get to see. So this is just some of the examples of what I've seen in the last crop year that we've either had sent to us or had pictures come in from various mills around the world. Again, you'll see a lot of the plastic, but we also had some mold from South Texas, some PET strap, and then also just, again, twine and various other things that you'll see. So why is this important, and how is this going to impact your producers and your customers, is looking at the discounts for these 71-72s. So these now have a separate discount, and they're calculated using a three-year moving average. The 71-72 discount came out in 2018, so right now we have 2 years of this three-year rolling average data to put in. And since last year, we've only seen that discount increase. And as we add another year of data to this, we expect it to get even heavier discounts. Right now, for 2019, a 71 is -715 points. 72 is -1,035 points. But like I said before, in the daily spot quotes, we're seeing up to -4,000 points. And again, they're potentially not even being accepted onto contracts now. And a way, in an effort that we've had to combat this contamination and provide education to producers and ginners and everyone throughout the line, especially on the module wrap, just because that's kind of the main problem that we've been seeing, a National Cotton Council released and produced a video last year specifically on round module contamination, and I have a picture of the table of contents. So this video was laid out a little bit differently than what you'd usually see. It's a 12-chaptered video, and each of those chapters range from 5 minutes to 15 minutes on some of them. And it goes from in the field from the very beginning of planting all the way to opening at the gin and cutting open the plastic. We worked really closely with TAMA and John Deere on this, and they were a huge help in producing this. We have a chapter specifically on machine operation and any sort of problems that a producer might run into on a harvester that could cause damage to the wrap. And something that I think would be very helpful, and we'd ask you to help us out as well, is to make sure that your producers are aware of this video. We have sent every gin and everyone a USB drive of these videos last year, and I have some here at the conference if y'all are interested in getting any. I brought some to take back, but this video is extremely helpful, and you know, you can show it by chapters to whoever it would actually apply to. You don't have to sit and watch the whole video, but we've found it's been very helpful and very educational. And industry has responded to the contamination issues, and board has adopted a new policy, and this will go into effect for the 2020 crop. So what it's pretty much saying is that AMS, whenever they do those reclasses, you are no longer going to be able to reclass a bale specifically for a 71 or a 72 call. That doesn't mean you can't reclass for a Mike or Staple or anything like that, but just 71, 72 will stick to that PBI number no matter if it's reclassed or not. So that's something that, you know, we hope to get the attention this deserves. And again, with those discounts that you're going to be seeing, this is, I think it's going to hit pretty hard. But hopefully that means that we'll be able to find a solution to this faster in the meantime. So that's all I have. Thank you.
Any questions?
Yes, sir.
What is your website with that video on it?
It's available through USB drive because it's about an hour and a half, but it's also on YouTube. So if you go to National Cotton Council YouTube, search that, and I would have put it on here, but it's a really long link. Within our National Cotton Council YouTube album, you'll see a preventing plastic module contamination video. We also have it in English and Spanish. But again, if any of y'all would like a USB drive, if a producer or something doesn't have very good internet access, that's also available for them as well.
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
On the video that you posted on the YouTube, I counted 7 ways that once it's in a module and on the farm, that a gen could possibly do something to contaminate it, from the module picking it up to the gen cutting and all that. But when a farmer gets a grade back of a 71 or 72, he's being penalized for something that possibly a gen has done.
Potentially. So one thing that we've been seeing a lot this year is actually, and this is not widespread for everyone, but from what we've heard, is a lot of the gens are actually buying that bale if they find out that it has contamination in it, and they're kind of taking the brunt of that. We've also, they're taking a handle on it for sure, and the gens realize that this is an issue. But one thing that we found from the research and from talking to people and creating this video is that if it gets to the gen without any sort of tears or rips or anything, the chance of contamination is almost nil. It's when it scrubs on the module walls or has a small tear or anything like that, that's whenever we start having issues, and it could potentially lead to higher contamination from that module.
Bears. They will tear up the module.
Oh, I saw that.
Yes.
That was nuts.
Just more problems. Does anybody else have a question before we go to break? Thank you. One more question. Sorry.
Just a quick comment. I work at the... is on.
Testing. Testing 1, 2.
Just a quick comment. I work with some gens up in Kansas, and our biggest source of contamination of plastic is busted round bales. So when we try to handle those, that's the issue, and we're trying to maybe even just say we're not going to handle those.
And some of the gens we've seen have saved those for last and then kind of run them through that way just to try to keep it to a minimum as well. And any kind of communication, just making sure your producers are aware to communicate with the gen, and that's something we highlight a lot in the video, is just keeping that communication up is invaluable in terms of fighting this contamination as well.
I would second that as a Jenner from South Georgia. We see busted rolls, damaged rolls being the main issue. At our gen, we carry them to the module yard and go through them by hand.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's no other way to get it out than going. If you put it on that module, Peter, it's going through the gen.
Thank you all.